Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 19th of May, recording at 9:42 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights very quickly. Today, Asian stock markets, a number of them were closed. Was it Buddha's birthday? Not sure about that. But where they were open, they were mostly a wee bit firmer. China and Korea were slightly easier. European stock markets started the day mixed and then put on some pretty good rallies. I think the only exception was the MIB index, where I think there were some big dividends payments, so ex-dividend payments pushing the market down. That might have been a factor there, but we had very solid gains, really, on most of the European indices, but they tended to reflect Wall Street at its best today. And at one point, the Dow had rallied up, must have been at least 145 points. But then it gave all of that up before closing mixed, with the Dow up 41 and the S&P up 1.25 points. That's minimal percentage change, of course. And the NASDAQ composite to down a little bit, down 0.5%. Now, the NASDAQ's often a lead indicator, so that that softening may trouble markets, or I think might lead to a muted response in Asia and Europe, at least at the start of trading tomorrow. But overall, the technical, well, let me run on to the rest of the highlights here. And in terms of long-dated government bonds, the European futures were weaker in line with the strong gains in stock markets, whereas the U.S. futures recovered from their lows to end the day with modest gains. Now, the a catalyst, I think, for that turnaround in the stock market on Wall Street was the price of crude oil, because crude was down as low as 125.28, that's the WTI crude, at when the European stock markets were quite firm. But then crude rebounded on the usual supply concerns and is currently 127.33. So that's just, well, and after a high up at 127.77. So basically crude's right back up on its highs. More on that in a moment. Now, precious metals had followed through from the Thursday and Friday gains last week and was doing quite well. Precious metals were doing quite well earlier today, and the dollar was a bit softer, as it was on Friday, but those gains were pegged back as the dollar rallied. For instance, the euro, having rallied up to 156.33, fell back to where it's currently trading, 155. And the dollar index, which had dipped to 72.55, is currently 73.08. So still very much in a range, but the dollar did steady, and that pegged back gains in these precious metals. Gold had gotten up to 113.90 in the morning in Europe, but is currently 905.05. That's up 265. Silver similarly had punched up to 17.29.5, but is currently at 17.02. That's still up on the day. And platinum, although well off the highs, is still up $24 in here today as well, but it had been up, I think, about 50. Okay, and Among, well, the grains and beans, let's see, we had soybeans, looks like a limit down. Certainly it was a big down day for soybeans. Most of the industrial metals were lower today. The normal ones, well, we've got that new steel contract. Steel was up, but steel's a product, and the actual metals, main futures traded metals, were all down a bit in here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, despite Wall Street's little wobble in here today, the technical action's been awfully good. We have seen breakouts. We saw those occurring last week. Breakouts from trading ranges. In many respects, the most orderly patterns are in Europe, and also the US patterns are really quite orderly, and they show these sort of step sequence upward trends overall. And that's really quite favorable. We would really need to see stock markets drop back down beneath last week's lows, I think, to check the overall momentum that we see in here right now. What's interesting is that virtually everything is performing, and that's although again, action's quiet. A lot of people say, "Well, look at the banks. The banks are still weak." Yes. The banks remain an Achilles heel, for sure, for the Western markets. But then we have this huge amount of cash sitting on the sidelines because investors were so traumatized by the supposedly worst financial crisis since World War II, and maybe it still is. I don't want to be complacent about that. But the net technical result of that was that people did raise a lot of cash. Most investors raised their cash reserves really quite substantially. Central banks pumped in huge amounts of liquidity. As you know, we had the incredibly climactic sentiment indicators, which are so good in a sell-off. I mean, they're not indicators that are useful every single day, but certainly, when we get those climactic selling phases, they really do earn their keep. So we had that classically bullish evidence, as you know, and I maintain that this is still a quite attractive period here for equities generally. But following Wall Street's action today, I wouldn't chase anything on the upside here over the short term. There will be plenty of ranging, as we've already seen, and there will at least be little setbacks within those ranging periods. But we will have to see some fairly chunky downward dynamics, I think, to indicate anything more serious. And what would be more serious to for instance, get a sharper reaction than we have seen since the March lows. But I would not be predicting that. I think the best thing I can conclude on stock markets is that the technical action is favorable and orderly, which suggests that markets have further to go here on the upside. Now, we had the transport index in the US testing its all-time high. Might have actually gone fractionally above it. And I'm just going to put that up. I think it might have gone fractionally into new high ground, but whatever. It closed still up on the day, but well off the highs. But that has been the leader on the upside all along, but a big tail on the chart there. So that on its own would suggest just a little bit of caution here tomorrow and perhaps further during this week. Resources have continued to lead on the upside, and that is a very, very powerful trend overall. Now, and I look at some of those moves that we've seen with BlackRock and BHP and Rio. Well, the whole sector really is indicated by the BlackRock World Mining Trust. You know, that's the old Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust. Looking at those moves, and I'm absolutely delighted to see them on behalf of myself and all the subscribers who have long-term investment positions there. The gains since that panicky phase in January are absolutely astronomical. Now, we know what eventually happens. If they maintain this momentum much longer, that will set these markets up for another sharp reaction or correction. That's not something I'm living in fear of. I've ridden plenty of those out previously and used them as buying opportunities on each occasion. But if we were to see these moves on the upside continue to surge at the rate that we've seen just over the last month, for instance, then I would think about possibly lightening in those positions, not on the basis that the overall move was over, but just because it would be setting up, accelerated trends would be setting up for another reaction in the sector. And I don't think I could ignore that this time around. But it hasn't done that yet. We've seen strong moves, so I think the risk would be currently of more modest consolidations if we saw those. But I'm just saying at this stage, if we get a buying mania, and we will get some bubbles in markets, but if we just get these running ahead too fast, then I would think about lightening my position somewhat. And that's not, new subscribers may not know this, veterans do, but I try to be absolutely clear in what I'm saying. That's not a suggestion that I'm thinking about selling tomorrow or later this week. I'm just saying if these industrial mining shares put on another big blitz on the upside, I will think about lightening those positions somewhat in hopes of being able to buy them back again following a correction. Now, what about the gold shares? Because they were doing well, they had a very good day on Thursday and Friday, as you probably realize, and they were up in here again today, but gave up much of the gain. They're not going to go up, I don't think, all that much unless precious metals really are in a support building phase. Now, I actually think that's quite a good prospect, there's quite a strong possibility, because I'd been looking for sharp reactions in the precious metals following that accelerated advance in by in platinum, which peaked with a weekly key reversal. That was the leader, as it has been so often in the past. Silver had that very big upward acceleration as well, surging over the $20 level. Gold had a very strong move, although not as big an acceleration on the upside as the others. Palladium had certainly surged up. So they all became overextended and pulled back really quite sharply in reactions. But all have steadied above technically logical areas of support, levels that look interesting on the charts, in other words. I've got a review that I'll be posting shortly after I finish this audio. So my hunch is that precious metals are in an accumulation zone. But now, I have mentioned previously that, and I had said that a little bit earlier on, that gold down at, I got down to the 850 level, and that was close to the rising 200-day moving average, and or 40-week, because I to show it on the weekly chart. And that was certainly a very significant pullback that that had certainly seen most of the downside relative to the upside, and that an overshoot was very unlikely to go much beyond 800. Well, I don't think we're going to get an overshoot at this stage now, because I'm impressed by the technical action that we've seen in the last couple of weeks, particularly by palladium. But we have those same factors of this not being a particularly attractive period seasonally for gold. We're not getting buying in anticipation of the Christmas demand or the Chinese New Year, the Indian wedding season. Precious metals face the real prospect of some more European central bank selling, and perhaps from some other central banks, and the IMF, which could be unsettling in the short term. And following gold's, well, the precious metal sector's accelerations and then sharp reactions, those reactions have been followed by quite lengthy ranging periods. Now, it would be prudent to expect that, but I do feel, as I say, that they are in an accumulation zone from an investment standpoint, but one almost certainly doesn't need to pay up. And for those who trade silver and gold, it's best to think of that as kind of a baby steps operation, where you nibble on the weakness and lighten on the rallies ex in anticipation of further ranging. Investors, I think, who have bullion funds and the like, can certainly, I think, nibble on the setbacks in the precious metals sector. My participation is light so far, and I bought a little bit of silver on Friday, and I bought a little more today, and that was a timing mistake, because it was sort of third day on the run on the upside, and then the dollar rallied. So I should be really be looking for setbacks as the buying opportunities, and that's what I will do, hopefully more often than not. But I will raise the question: could precious metals become stronger sooner? In other words, get a much shorter support building phase this time before removing their strength. Yes, although I would not predict that, because I think that would be the triumph, or I wouldn't trade or invest on that basis, because that would be risk the triumph of being the triumph of hope over experience, because the experience shows that they range in lengthy support building phases. But on the what's different this time, perhaps, certainly today no one is in denial over inflation. And we know that there's an inflation problem out there, and arguably gold and other precious metals are a far better hedge against inflation than most other investments. Okay, so that's pretty much it, except for this crude oil here. There are some amber lights flashing here in terms of warning signals that this is maybe run ahead a bit too far here, but more importantly, there's no technical deterioration yet. That would require crude pushing back down below the $120 level, and staying below the $120 level. That would begin to look like a loss of overall momentum, but at the moment we have crude oil right on its highs, and I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say, as I usually do, all the best to all of you.